Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. This is episode 22. And today, before we get started, just a little bit of New Year's house cleaning and some announcements. Just want to remind everybody that we do have a survey regarding the podcast that we'd appreciate y'all's input, any of our listeners, and just ideas, suggestions, comments, critiques. That's available at our website, mcanights.org. Just to ask that you go check that out and take just a few moments to give us some input. We'd really appreciate it. Next on the list is we've got our MCA open houses coming up. That's the grammar school as well as the upper school. What's the date on that?
January 25th.
That's a Thursday?
Thursday evening.
Thursday evening, January 25th. We've got the grammar school open house at 6 o'clock in the evening and the upper school at 7 o'clock. Just a good opportunity to come out and get a little more exposure to what we're doing at MCA and how we do it. Also, a quick reminder that we're in the process of enrollment for next year. Anything y'all want to add to that?
Just be sure and visit our website and get a little more information.
Good deal. Where are we going today, Brandon?
Today we're going to talk about the core values of the grammar school. Last week we talked about the core values of the upper school. And what values are the values are the things that we're working from. They're what drive us and motivate us to accomplish our vision. And we've talked a lot about our vision on this podcast of engaging minds, pursuing Christ, and discovering greatness. So the vision is what we're working towards. That's what we're headed towards trying to accomplish and be about. But the values are what get us there. They guide and operate how we do life. Last week, we talked about the upper school core values. Those were truth, freedom, self-governance, love, and discipleship. And today, we've got Amy Avampato from the grammar school. She's here to talk with us about the grammar school's core values and tell us how they orient those of us at the grammar school towards MCA's overall visions. Amy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you all. It's good to be back. I really love that we have a common value with the upper school, and that is truth. That's our first core value. Out of all four of them, this is the one that's the overarching, most important foundational value. We recognize that God is the ultimate, absolute truth and His Word, and so we're operating and moving in that understanding in how we function at the grammar school.
You're right, Amy. That is a very much a shared value of both the upper school and grammar school, because we believe that God is on His throne and He is in charge. He is the ultimate authority. And whatever He says about life, regardless of how we may feel or think otherwise, we need to change ourselves and work towards what it is that He wants and base our lives on His word. It's not, well, this is true for you, but not for me. It's an ultimate standard, and God is the ultimate authority.
What that looks like, practically speaking, at the grammar school in operating in that understanding of God as the ultimate truth is that we teach from a biblical worldview. So that looks like our curriculum having concepts and ideas and purposes that are in line with that. And I would say specifically our history program would fall in line with that. We use Story of the World. It's a four-year cycle that we use in a classical method, and that text and the conversations and the projects and everything all relate to God's story in history. And it's a world history program.
And so it points back to who God is.
Yes, yes. And the creative order and redemption. We do study other religions and faiths of the world, but at a minimal level, not as much as the upper school does, but we study all things through that lens. And we also are really focused on training students in righteousness and character. And we realize that family is the source of that at home, where it starts. And so we're just helping emphasize what is going on at home, hopefully. And we're working together, starting out in the morning. We're praying together as a staff. It's our sweetest time of the day as a staff to just commit the day to the Lord and ask Him for help and visit and share burdens with one another and pray for one another. And then as we welcome the students into our classrooms, we're having devotions and prayer time with them in their classrooms. And it goes on sometimes throughout the day, you know, as the need arises for prayer. And we're also focusing each month on a fruit of the Spirit. So this month in January, we're focusing on goodness. And it's just something that we can have as a focus as we're going through our day to bring the kids back to and bring our own hearts back to and cultivating that. Because really, character is what we're really after in the hearts of our kids. the curriculum and the structure and those things help support that. But we really want to be about developing virtues. We're processing through the year also students' progress and communicating with parents. And so what that looks like is being able to have conversations, speaking truth in love, helping listen to what the parents' needs are, and coming together with a plan to continue supporting their homeschool at home. We're also operating within the common points listed in our statement of faith on the website. I'd encourage each of you, if you have all of you sign this in your application, but sometimes we're really fast over the statement. It really is the heartbeat of when we're trying to process through decisions and make choices, always going back to that ultimate truth of why do we do what we do and how are we fulfilling that for God's glory. All of our relationship, how we communicate with one another, are through the lens of God's truth.
I hear you say a lot of the way the value of truth gets applied at the grammar school. And one of the things that stood out the most to me while I was listening to you was just, it's all about the reality of God.
Yes.
Everything at the grammar school, through the schedule of the day, the curriculum, it's just saturated with who Jesus is. And he's brought in and invited. And it's hard to miss the reality of who God is and just his place and our place in his universe. And then also just emphasizing his moral truths. It's not just truth as applies to mathematics or history or science, but there's a moral reality to that as well. And God is the standard on that and trying to shape our values to align with his.
Yes. We're so thankful that we have that privilege. We thank the Lord every day that we have that privilege at MCA to give him glory.
So what's the next value?
Our next value is love. And it fits right in there with God is our ultimate truth, because Christ is our perfect example of love, because the gospel is the good news that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for our sins and rose again.
Amen.
Eternally triumphant over his enemies, so that there is now no condemnation for those who believe, but only everlasting joy. And so looking at the truth of Christ and what he's done for us is our motivation in all of our relationships, all of our classroom lessons, all of the difficulties and challenges that we come across in a day. We're very thankful that MCA recognizes that and promotes that and has that as a theme throughout everything we're doing. Practically speaking, how does it look like to operate with the core value of love? Well, God's called us to do that. We are hopefully serving sacrificially as a staff with one another and to our families, and what that would look like is being good listeners, collaborating with parents as we partner with them in their homeschooling journey, and being able to have those conversations where we're looking at what current reality is.
That's what Jesus tells us to do, is to love other people because God loved us first. That's a command that God's given us. Mm-hmm. That's how we try to conduct ourselves at MCA, is through serving other people with their best interest in mind, and that takes some sacrifice and dedication, and sometimes there's some misunderstanding, and because we're not perfect, we can be clumsy in our love, but that's what we want to motivate us and drive us in how we treat other people. As you said, that's connected to truth, because if we're not willing to share truth, then we're not really sharing love either. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have that truth as the foundation in order to love. We don't want to just be truth and unloving. We want to live in reality and be honest with each other. And then even in our messes, still love other people.
Yes, there's that balance.
Yes.
That God gives us. Well, our next core value falls under the heading of family. And MCA is all about the family. We're just so excited to have families that want to come and participate in our program and our vision and what we're doing. And ultimately, we're fellow heirs with Christ, so the family that we have, that relationship with one another. So we really do believe that God has given parents the authority to bring their children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And this includes leading and navigating our children through their education and training them to be equipped as people who love and serve the Lord. So it kind of goes back to that thing I said earlier about really it's all about developing character and training our kids to have hearts that are turned toward the Lord, pointing one another to the Lord. So we need community and we need one another. As we operate in this family structure, we are collaborating with parents. We're helping them as they do their homeschooling journey. And we're really thankful that We get to spend time with them as they come up and do service hours. Families serve the upper school and the grammar school in that capacity. And it's something that helps us build relationship with one another. We also have those times where we're working through heart issues. As parents come against the challenges that we all have of raising our kids, we need to help each other. And so we get to work in community with that and also with one another. And we're just really striving to develop habits that grow a love for the Lord. And we're pursuing individuals' giftings and talents, so the way the Lord's wired the kids, helping them become more attuned themselves as students to how to listen and respond and have that understanding within how they're wired. So we're working on family goals together, and that takes a lot of communication, and that's the key at the grammar school is to communicate, because it's a partnership between the classroom teacher and the homeschool teacher. That's mom and dad, sometimes it's grandma, sometimes it's other friends that come in and help. We're just thankful that we can do it in this way. We're different because we're hybrid program, so to speak. You know, the kids come and participate at school and have their lessons introduced to them, and then they're going home and studying and preparing for tests. The nitty-gritty of learning really happens within the family structure.
Right.
Just being a part of MCAG for a semester and a month with a kindergarten son, really what you're doing is you're empowering us to help raise our kids and through that homeschool journey. And with this value of family, we really do. That's what we're trying to do, is support families. A question for the listeners to consider is, what do you think of when you think of family time? What MCAG has done is it's helped really broaden my understanding of family time. Because before I started coming to the grammar school, family time was, okay, well, this is when we're going on vacation, or we're, I don't know, jumping on the trampoline or doing something fun together. That's definitely family time. But really, if you look at it, family time, it's anytime you're doing something with your family, and you're in the same room together, and you're together. And that can be good or bad, and depending on how that gets used. And oftentimes, I can be sitting there on the couch just kind of scrolling through my iPhone while my kids are like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And what? I'm busy reading ESPN. That's family time, and I've just missed it. What MCAG provides, it allows us to have family time as we're learning and educating and growing. And so on those home days, that is some of the best family time that you get. I've been blessed with the opportunity to help Laura some and go through some of Rowan's homeschool curriculum on weekends, and just whether it's going through flashcards or math facts or what have you, reading books to him. And then Eli joins in, who's our four-year-old. And that's some great family time. And then it's like you stop and think, it's like, oh yeah, we're also educating as we're doing this. That's what we're trying to do. Mentally, if I were to separate that and say, okay, family time is only when we're on the trampoline or on vacation or something of that nature, teaching on homeschool days, that's not family time. Or when you're doing laundry together, that's not family time. That's simply not true, and you're really missing the blessings of those moments. And what MCA does is it fosters the opportunity for us as parents to get to spend some of the most precious moments and hours with our kids on some of the most important things, which is learning how to be the people that God wants them to be. And so thank you for including family as a value. And that's not just in name only, but that's really the reality of what it is and should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MCA gives us the opportunity to live in and recognize that subtle difference, but to get your mind right about it really enriches both of those. The school aspect of it is enriched, and then the home life family, what we traditionally segment as this is family in our house together versus being somewhere else that's not family, all that gets enriched. The school environment's better and the home environment's better, and we're just better equipped to enjoy it on every level. Man, I totally agree. So we've talked about truth, love, family. What's left, Amy?
Well, the fourth one is initiative, because within this family-based structure, it really does take initiative on the part of everyone involved. And what that means is basically rooting it in the idea of that we are taking initiative to engage our minds, pursue Christ, and discover greatness. And we're doing that together. And within the family structure.
And do math facts.
Yes, lots and lots of math facts for sure. Being able to take initiative is an active participation, like what you're saying with the family. It's not a standby off on the
side. It can't be passive.
It's not going to happen. That's why we talk about initiative being a core value, because it takes the ability to assess and initiate things independently and act oftentimes without being prompted by others. that's the foundational understanding of initiative, is you're doing this of your own accord. Having the power or the ability to follow through energetically with a plan or a task, that's on all sides. That's on our staff, our teachers, the mom and dad, and the student. When we're looking at that, how that looks for students is they're learning to engage in the learning process, and they're asking questions, and they're having discussions, and they're able to have responses. Sometimes they're rational, sometimes they're not. But, you know, in the whole course of learning, it's all about trying by trial and error. And they're demonstrating their knowledge. At home, they're initiating their study time and keeping up with organizational needs. Now, I know all of you parents are out there going, yeah, right. My student does that maybe sometimes. Maybe I haven't seen him do it at all. It's a process. It's a journey. But to have that expectation that we're all going to show initiative together is the main goal.
Just as an adult man and a business owner and having been active in the world and the business community and other schools, and this may be a little off subject, but why is it so hard? Initiative almost seems like the Holy Grail. It's so hard to put our hands on because we've fallen. So as a culture, it's like that's a prized, treasured thing, and it's not a common thing, I guess is what I'm getting at. We recognize it when we're trying to hire people, as the track coach, when I'm trying to get kids to push, to reach for that next level. Initiative, it doesn't surprise me at all that that's on the list of what we're looking for and trying to achieve. And it's so lacking in our culture. I was talking to a couple of other dads this morning in a group setting, talking about this exact thing. And it's so difficult and counter to our culture and just our nature, our fallen nature, to find the energy and then apply the energy where it needs to be. And that goes back to engaging, and that goes back to being proactive, and that goes back to keeping your foot on the gas. And I just found encouragement this morning as a group of men, and I want to encourage our listeners and dads especially, but moms as well. The truth is, going back to our first core value and at the upper school as well, this truth thing is powerful. And we need to tap into that and fall back to that in regards to initiative. And the truth is, we are capable of infinitely more than what we've taken on. And there's a cultural lie in place that we think we've got to add that on, or we've got to add that to the pile of things. And what I'm hearing, kind of already preset for this morning because of previous discussions, but we've really got to work on this. Y'all are engaging and being really proactive in making this a part of the kids' lives. Man, my hope, I guess what excites me, is that our families will further engage, be more initiated, I guess. Just know and trust the truth of what the Lord promises, and that He is sufficient for all that we've been given. If you feel like you're lacking, there's more demanded of you, and it feels like that's a piling on effect, and it's discouraging, don't let that be discouraging. Be encouraged. There's people like Amy, and there's schools and systems in place like MCA, and we've got leadership that is operating in the truth, and they're working from the other end. So as a parent and as a father, I don't have to go near as far as I think I do, and it shouldn't be near as intimidating as it sounds to really begin to engage and really push and really strive for these things. And we can raise a generation of kids that don't just sit around, that aren't mindless in a sense, that aren't numb, that aren't dead, that aren't engaged. And that's a long way of saying thank you, Amy. I've been over here just listening, but thank y'all so much. Y'all start the day with truth, and then when the kids get there, you continue it, and you continue sharing the truth, and you continue administering love and stewarding that and exhibiting that and operating from that place of love. And that filters out to the families. And again, every time we go over these, there's an obvious order to it, is what I see. And thanks for starting with truth, and thanks for getting to the initiative point. And I didn't mean to cut you off, so keep talking.
Those are wonderful insights and very encouraging. Thank you. As the students are initiating, parents are showing initiative also. And at home, they're engaging their student, and they're promoting learning in different ways. The dads, hopefully, are casting vision for their family and the home and the structure and the goals of the family. And then, you know, moms are coming alongside helping and providing the structure and the support for studying and learning environment in the home. And they are asking the students questions, and they're discussing ideas and, you know, what are the things that are easy? What are the things that are hard? What are the things you want to know more about? And hopefully cultivating a wonder about learning and what they're engaging in. You know, initiative can sound like a really fearful thing for us, like you're
saying,
by our human nature.
Because it entails risk.
We don't want to show initiative because that's taking the first step. It's easier to follow. I always find my hope in taking initiative, like in doing this program, by going back to the ultimate truth of God and Christ as my model, because God is the ultimate initiator. He initiated creation. He initiated redemption. He initiates his love for us on a daily basis. Looking at how that operates unconditionally, it gives me hope to grow and to be able to do this with a heart that has expectation that I will be able to do it in a way that glorifies him, and knowing that I will fail many times and many levels, knowing that he's there to show initiative to pick me up again,
right,
and help me, you know, with this journey. Homeschool is not the easy way.
Not the easy way. That's right.
Yeah, I have two thoughts I'd like to share just about this value of initiative. One is that initiative starts with you, mom and dad. Really, it starts with you, dad. And your kids are not going to just naturally be initiators in this. And what they're going to do is they're going to follow the model and the example that you set. And all of our initiations need to be under, like you said, Amy, following God. We don't want to initiate outside of God's will. We want to initiate as we follow and pursue Christ. And that's the first thing. And then the second is that it's impossible to do homeschooling well without initiative, which means it's impossible to do MCAG well without being initiating. If it's just, yeah, I'm just going to kind of just passively go through this, you're not going to like it and it's not going to work. And so understanding that before you sign up is really key of like, am I willing to take this initiative and do these things? And if so, then it's potentially a good fit. It's also impossible to do life well without initiating. Take that initiative, model that for your kids. It's not so much what your kids are learning through this homeschool journey is not so much the math facts, not so much the history. Yes, they are getting those things. They're learning how to read, and all of that is very good and fine, but they get that a lot of other places. What they're learning most is how to take that initiative and what it looks like to be a man or woman of God. How you do life is more important than what it is that you're teaching.
Yes, that's really good, Brandon.
That's what I was trying to say, Brandon. you did a so much better job of it.
And we're in community. You're not alone. We're doing this together. It's, you know, working alongside one another, which is the beauty of how I feel like we have a platform for that at MCAG.
So there you have it, the core values of MCAG, of truth, love, family, and initiative. Thanks, Amy, for coming to the program.
Thank you all.
And just another quick reminder to go to mcanights.org, our website, and find the Good Night Dad podcast survey. And please just give us a few moments of information on that, and it would be so helpful. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Good Night Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.